Welcome to Omaha Story, recorded by the StoryCorps mobile booth and by Bob Coate, and produced by KIOS-FM. Today, Dan Wentz and Marge Badura describe how their longtime friendship has truly blossomed over time.
Marge, could you tell us remember how we met?
We first met when my former husband was in law school at Lincoln, and you and Jerry were law school classmates. And we'd spend a lot of time together, the three of us, palling around on Friday nights, listening to music and doing things like that.
Mm-hmm. And can you remind us about your wedding day?
Well, the two of you became very close friends, and the three of us remained friends. And you were a groomsman in our wedding. It was a beautiful June day. I'm marrying the person that was my high school sweetheart, and we had the church ceremony, and after the priest had finished, the wedding party marched to the back of the church where we formed a reception line for the guests to greet us. This is when you proceeded to wreck my wedding. You came over to me and kissed me, and even though we had been good friends, I never had viewed you in any romantic sort of fashion. And my immediate thought was, I just married the wrong man. Not knowing that you were the right man, but you pretty much wrecked my wedding.
Well, you're welcome. Do you recall the first time you came to visit me in Omaha after Jerry and I had graduated from law school?
Well, I do. I recall Jerry telling me that you were excited because you found a new girlfriend. So we came up to meet you for dinner, and we came to your apartment before we went out for dinner and met you and the new girlfriend.
And was there anything memorable about the new girlfriend?
Yeah, I had known her from before, and frankly, I didn't like her. And so when you opened the door and I saw Mary, I was quite surprised and stunned that you would ever hook up with this particular person.
So you and Jerry were married for about 10 years, 10 plus years, something like that. And then I was married to Mary for about 25 years. We both went through divorces at the end of our marriages. And during those years, intervening years, you and I would see each other occasionally, especially while right after you graduated from law school. What would we do when we'd get together?
Well, there was certainly nothing romantic or untoward about it. You helped mentor me somewhat in private practice because the area that I went into was an area that you had practiced in for a number of years.
Early 2000, my family and I moved to Colorado, and after Mary's and my children were in college, we decided to separate and then pursue a divorce. And I returned to Omaha on December 11th, 2003, and now it happens every month on the 11th.
You send me flowers, and they're beautiful.
There's been a long gap in between times from when we first met to when we got together. It had to be almost close to 30 years. Do you think it's been worth the wait?
I didn't know I was waiting. I was busy living life. And the great thing is that I wasn't looking or I wasn't waiting. So the most wonderful thing about having you in my life is that you appeared apparently when you were supposed to appear, and it wasn't contrived or planned or anything like that. It just happened. And I don't think anybody could be more surprised by the turn of events than I was.
For most of the 57 years that I can remember, I have, it seems, lived for the benefit of others, and haven't really allowed myself to enjoy the benefits of my life. I've given a lot of love, and I've not necessarily received a lot of love along the way. Sometimes I have, sometimes I have not. But I've entered a new era where I am experiencing an incredible level of love that I've never experienced previously. And it's finally my turn, is what I feel like. So what are our plans for the future now?
Well, our plans are many years after you've wrecked my wedding, we're going to have another one, which presumably you're not going to wreck.
Another one what?
Another wedding. Only this time we're going to be married and live happily ever after.
Marge Badura and Dan Wentz. Join us again in 2 weeks for one more installment of Omaha Story. For more information about StoryCorps and Omaha Story, please visit our website at KIOS.org. For KIOS FM, I'm Mike Hansen.